31st December, 1945. How do you know that you do not know anything? During the first week of last month, on one morning, an ignorant traveler came to the ashram and, after staying here for 2 or 3 days, and in accordance with the saying, Satra Bhojanam Matha Nidra, eating in choltris, sleeping in mutts, went away to eat and stay elsewhere, but was all the same coming here for some days, enjoying the bliss of staying near and having the darshan of Bhagavan. Before leaving this town, he approached Bhagavan one day with great hesitation and said in humble tones, Swami, the people sitting here always ask you something, and you give them replies. When I see that, I also feel tempted to inquire, but I do not know what to ask you. How then can I get mukti? Bhagavan, looking at him endearingly and smiling, said, How do you know that you do not know anything? He said, After I came here and heard the questions asked by all these people, and the replies Bhagavan is pleased to give them, the feeling that I do not know anything has come upon me. Then it is all right. You have found out that you do not know anything. That itself is enough. What more is required? Said Bhagavan. How to attain mukti by that much alone, Swami? Said the questioner. Why not? There is someone to know that he does not know anything. It is sufficient if you could inquire and find out who that someone is. Ego will develop if one thinks that one knows everything. Instead of that, isn't it much better to be conscious of the fact that you do not know anything and then inquire how you could gain moksha? He felt happy at that and went his way. That questioner might or might not have understood the essence of that Bhagavatavani, the voice of the Lord. But for us people here, those words were echoing in our heart of hearts, like mantra aksharas, letters of the gospel.